I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be with you another Saturday morning. It is a joy and privilege to come and to speak the good word of God, the word of God I love. And I know what it did for me. I'm so glad I heard it. I'm so glad that the man of God was faithful and he preached the word of God. He was in season, out of season. He preached what God gave. And I tell you, I was young. I was just a little boy when I heard it for the first time. And I began to go more often as I was able, as my parents went. And I tell you, the Lord took the word of God and dealt with me. That's all I needed, was to hear the word of God. And then the Lord let me see myself by the word of God. And then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the word gave me faith, and I believed. I began to seek God with all my heart. I believed the gospel that was preached unto me. I believed that Jesus was the Christ. I believed that He was the Son of God. I didn't know a whole lot, but I did believe on the Lord Jesus. I believed that He was able to save my soul and give me what I was seeking for. And I began to seek Him, and I poured out my heart to Him. And when I repented of my sins, when I confessed my sins to Him, and I mean, I was broke. I was contrite. Things wasn't going so well for me. Things happened in my life, and things at home, the home life was bad, and things of that sort. But I was a sinner. And I tell you, the Lord took that situation. That was the devil that was working and causing a lot of problems and chaos. But yet, God got glory out of the situation, and He dealt with me. He broke my heart. And as I heard the Word of God, I knew what I needed. I knew I needed Christ. I knew I needed to be saved and to be born again, that I would be able to go to heaven and I'd have peace. I didn't have peace before. I was seeking for peace. I was seeking for that. I needed help. And when I heard there was a man called Jesus, and I heard that if I trust in Him, and if I would repent, if I would confess my sins, and if I would get saved, then I would have peace in my soul. And that's what I was seeking for. I wanted help, and I wanted love. I wanted someone to love me, care for me. I mean, someone that understood me. I was young. I couldn't express myself. I tried to, but I couldn't express myself. And I know my mom, but she would have helped me if she knew the best she could. But yet, it was the Lord's what I needed. I needed spiritual help. And so, that's what I did. I sought Him with all my heart. And when I did, He was right there. He was there all along. He was dealing with me. He was drawing me with the Holy Spirit. And He was calling me to pray. He was calling me to get saved and to pray for my family. And to pray that the Lord's will would be done. And He would have mercy upon our family. And that's what I began to do. And I began to pray. Didn't know how to pray. Didn't know how to do hardly anything. I barely could read a whole lot that I can remember. I was 8 years old when the Lord saved me. But I began to pick up my Bible and I began to read it. And I tell you, it was a joy to my heart. And it's even more so today, a joy to my heart. And I began to try to seek God. And the Lord blessed me. He called me for work. He called me to come out from among the world, to be separate, thus saith the Lord, and to taste not and handle not the unclean thing. And He's called me to pray. He's called me to be a saint, to be one that will love the other brothers and sisters in Christ, the one that would serve God and put Him first. That's why He saved us. He saved us for service. He saved us to help others, to win the lost to Jesus, for it's everlasting too late. We that are saved, the body of Christ. We are a member in the body of Christ, and we're to go and do the deed of that member. We're to do what we're supposed to do, that the body may profit with all, that the body be able to be working together, that it may bring forth conversions in the souls of unbelievers, that they get saved, get born again, and go to heaven. We got but a short time in what we do. We need to do it quickly. The day's coming where it's going to be too late to work. It's going to be a dark day. Dark times are coming. They're already here upon us. The perilous times, dangerous times are already here on us. And the Bible said, in the last days, perilous times shall come, and they shall heap themselves teachers having itching ears. We got a lot of so-called preachers today that are just itching and tickling the ears of the people and just basically saying what people want to hear. And they're going on and saying, God bless you, give you money or so forth. And they go their way. But the Bible tells us in the last days, perilous times will come. The Bible said children be disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, truce breakers, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. We're living in a day where people are calling themselves God. They think that they're God. They think they don't need God. They take offense if you mention God. They want to take God off your money. They want to take God out of everything. I tell you, they think that they're a God themselves is what it is. But they're one day, they're going to come down quickly and their eyes, I'm going to be open one day, but I hope and pray it won't be too late. I hope and pray their eyes will be open now before it is too late, because it's at that time, I tell you, they're going to be cast out in outer darkness. I tell you, the devils believe and tremble. I tell you, when every person, anyone that dies without Jesus, the Bible tells us that when they lift up their eyes in hell, they'll become a believer then. But it'll be too late. There's a great gulf fixed. There's no way to come out. No way for anyone to go in. As far as bringing them water. Bringing just to cool their tongue like the rich man did. And the Bible said in hell he lifted up his eyes being in torment in the flame. We know this story. There was a beggar named Lazarus. He was laid at the gate of this rich man. He was full of sores. The dog came and even licked his sword, had compassion upon this man, but the rich man walked by him every day, and he went on his way. But I tell you, he was laid there as a witness to this rich man, but yet he walked over the witness. He walked over what God had set before him, that he may get his attention to bring him down, to really think about himself and the need that he had. He had a spiritual need, but he thought he had need of nothing. He thought he didn't have need for God. The Bible said this rich man, he fared sumptuously every day. He had everything that life had to offer, no doubt. And it was right at his fingertips, and he felt like he had no need for God. But yet he did. But yet he found that out once he died. And the Bible said in hell, lifted up his eyes, being tormented in the flame. And he looked over and seen Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. And he cried out, Father Abraham, Father Abraham. He said, I'm tormented in this flame. He said, send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water and put it on my tongue. I'm tormented with this flame. I'm in a great torment and I need help. But yet it was too late. And the Bible said, and Abraham says, a great gulf fixed. He said that Lazarus can't come to you and you can't come out of there. It's fixed. It's over. It's no way that you can get out. It's settled. My friend, today, if you're not saved, you're not born again, I encourage you today to seek God with all your heart. I encourage you to fall on your face before God and confess your sins and pour out your heart to Him and realize that you're a sinner. And I tell you, ask Him to have mercy upon you and come into your heart and make you a new creature. And I promise you, He'll fill you, He'll save you, He'll see you with His Holy Spirit, and you'll never have to worry about dying in sin and going to hell. He'll save you for service. He'll save you to win the lost. He will not save you to live in sin and to run after sin if you do. He will lay down the chastising rod upon you because of many as I love. He said, I rebuke and chasten, and you become a child of God. He's going to lay down the chastising rod on you if you don't live right. If you don't live for Him, you'll die before your time. The Bible talked about that. If you're not bringing forth fruit, I tell you, if you do bring forth fruit, He'll purge it. It may bring forth more fruit, but if it don't bring it, He'll take it away. He'll take that away. You'll be saved so much as by fire, but you'll suffer a great loss. You'll die way before your time. And your families, your loved ones, the people that you needed to win to the Lord and to show them how Christ is real, I tell you, they will lose their soul if somebody else don't pray over them and labor over them and get them in the presence of God. We're to get them in the presence of God. But there it was too late for this rich man. He didn't die and sin and go to hell because he was rich. He died and sin and went to hell because he rejected God's witness. He rejected God. He didn't humble himself. He didn't repent of his sins and call on the Lord Jesus. And that's why people go to hell. It's the evil heart of unbelief. They don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't be saved. It's more than just a mind belief. It's more than just repeating a prayer after a preacher Like I've said many a times, it's got to come from your heart. It's with a heart man believeth on the righteousness and the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's got to come from the depth of your soul. You got to really mean it. You got to really want it. You got to be willing to forsake this old world and the sins and the pleasures of sin for a season. Be willing to forsake all that you may obtain the pearl of great price, that you may be able to receive that which you're looking for, that you'd have the peace and the joy and the contentment that you need. And I tell you, be satisfied on the inside. It only comes from the Lord. It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not in the world. It's not in the things that you do. I tell you, these things will bring pleasure, all right. They will. Sex of laying pleasure and drinking and smoking and doing drugs. People do it because it brings forth pleasure to them. It gives them some type of high. It gives them some kind of sense of peace for a short time. But yet it goes away and it's worse afterwards than it was before. It does not work. It doesn't help you. All it does is keep you defeated. It's just a slop of the devil that he's feeding you and taking you right on down to hell with him. But I tell you, if you'll call on the name of Jesus, he'll deliver you from your sin. He'll deliver you from the drugs. He'll deliver you from everything that's wrong in the sight of God. And he'll put something inside you that you'll never, ever get over. When you get saved, you know you're saved. When you get saved, it's a difference. It's something that takes place on the inside. And I tell you, you'll never get over it. And I tell you, you just want to get more like him. You don't desire to run in sin anymore. You don't desire the drugs no more. You won't desire the alcohol no more. You won't desire these type of things. Your desire will be on God. It will be pleasing him. It will be getting in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, and really going to church and being around the brethren, the sisters, and talking about the Lord and exhorting one another and just having great fellowship in the Lord. That's what you want when you get saved. And I tell you, you want to read your Bible. You want to learn more about God when you get saved. That's the reality when you get saved. But yet you can do all those things. You can try to go through the way of religion and you can try to study and go to school for it. Do all you want to. But if he don't get alive in you, you're not saved. And you'll miss it all. You'll miss heaven just as sure as you've been born. You'll miss it all. You'll be left behind. You'll die and sin and go to hell. God help you today. But my prayer to God is that you get saved, that you come to him. And that you seek him with all your heart, and you'll find him. He's not a God afar off. He's nigh unto them that call upon him with a broken heart and say that such it be of a contrite spirit. He's nigh unto you. He knows you. He knows what your heart is crying for. He knows if you mean it or not. He knows how sincere you are. You can't fool God. So when you come to God, you must be honest with him. You must be open before God and just let it all go and cry out to him. And I promise you, you'll see and you'll feel and know what's happened unto you. You know you've been saved. He'll give you the assurance. You'll know it. There's some that's got saved and they know something happened. Didn't know exactly what, but yet they wanted the assurance. They needed the feel of the Lord more and to understand as they prayed for assurance and they begin to get in the Bible. Then the Holy Spirit begin to speak to them and comfort them and make them see and know. But I tell you, when I got saved, I knew something happened to me. I knew something changed on the inside. I tell you, I couldn't explain. I couldn't put it in the words like I am doing today. But I tell you, I just knew that my burden had been lifted. My condemnation left me. And I began to pray. I mean, I had a desire to get in the Word of God, and I did. And I tell you, that's the way it is when you get saved. And my prayer to God is today that you get saved. Come to Him today. Don't wait another day. Come to Him now. Come when He's dealing with you. If your heart's broken, you begin to breaking down and to cry. You need to cry to God now. Don't wait later. Come to Him now. No matter where you are, get by yourself somewhere and call upon Him. If you're on the road, pull over on the side of the road and cry on the Lord. Just call as you drive and with your eyes open. He knows your heart. But just get somewhere where you can pray. Get away and get by yourself. And I promise you, if you'll call on Him, He'll save you. You don't have to have a model prayer. He knows what your heart's trying to say before you even say it. Just pour out your heart to Him and He'll save you. God bless you. And I see my time's gone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.